This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're listening to the Revving Up podcast where we give you all updates of what's happening in the auto sector. Today we're going to do something different. Today we're going to retrace what happened in the auto sector from January 2019 until December 2019. To do that, I have Money Control's Swaraj Pagaonkar with me. Hi and welcome to the show, Swaraj.
Thank you so much, Jerome.
Swaraj, let's start with, as of now, there is a slowdown in the auto sector. Can you just retrace and tell us what exactly has happened in the auto sector since the start of the year?
Right. Actually, the problem started well before 2019 began. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of stocks being pumped in by all the manufacturers ever since, even before the start of festive season of 2018.
Okay.
That's when the stocks began to rise and it reached its peak by festive season of this year.
Okay.
Despite having a lot of inventory buildup in the channel, none of the manufacturers were really interested in bringing down that inventory levels. So you had manufacturers like Maruti Suzuki, Hero, Honda two-wheelers, really cutting back stock in high double-digit figures. But the biggest of the lot who had cut down the stocks was Tata Motors, who had gone from 10% decline to even 40% decline month over month. And despite the fact that the actual retail demand, according to many of the manufacturers, was down by around 10 to 12%.
Okay.
But the overall market, because of the high inventory buildup, the fall looked much higher than it actually was.
All right. So was this a supply-demand issue or was there a genuine problem where buyers did not want to purchase four-wheelers?
So there was actually a combination of many factors that came in together to actually melt down sort of a scenario. You had the high interest rate that had come in. You had the NBFC crisis. You had the rural demand slumping down.
Yeah.
You had an insurance hike. Third-party insurance hike you had, and plus you had strikes that was going on in the market and all the manufacturers.
Right.
So a combination of that, plus in the commercial vehicle division, which had seen the maximum amount of impact, was the reason where axle load norms were changed. That change happened in the later half of last year, last calendar year, which meant that any commercial vehicle were allowed to carry 25 to 30% more load on the same vehicle without even actually doing any kind of engineering changes to that vehicle.
Okay.
So that created extra supply in the market. Many of the people who actually drive trucks and buses were inclined not to buy new vehicles and sweat the assets that they had in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what really had a lot to do with the slump in the CV demand.
All right. Indeed, Swaraj, looks like 2019 did not start on the right note for car manufacturers or commercial vehicle manufacturers. But not so great news even during the year. Fiat, for example, exited India.
That's
Jaguar,
right.
Land Rover recorded historical losses.
Right.
Can you just tell us what happened with Fiat and Jaguar?
Well, Fiat has been in the red for many, many years. It was one of the first global car manufacturers to step their foot in India.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the mid-90s. It had tied up with a couple of car makers in India, but it never made through. Even the tie-up with Tata Motors did not go down very well. So ultimately, the company had to pull down the shutters.
Right.
It had, in the meantime, it did one good thing is promote the Jeep brand.
Okay.
So you had the Compass, you had the Wrangler coming into our market. And that's where the only existence of Fiat remained today.
Okay.
As for the Fiat brand itself, you had many models start right from the Uno to the Palio to the Sienna to Grande Punto. But none of those cars really worked because the price of the car was very high. And plus the service backup that the company offered was very poor.
Okay.
So the company had to finally shut down their operations in India. The brand Fiat had to exit India. Same as the case was with General Motors.
Mm-hmm.
It had to shut down the Chevrolet brand of cars.
Right.
It had to exit India. Ford also nearly exited India, but at the last moment it tied up with Mahindra, as we know.
Okay.
So that was a real sad story as far as manufacturing of cars is concerned.
Right.
You also spoke about Jaguar Land Rover.
Right.
Jaguar Land Rover, if you talk about it, had recorded the biggest loss in its history even before Tata Motors took over.
Mm-hmm.
That was way back in 2008.
Okay.
So it witnessed a loss of £3.65 billion.
Wow.
That is after the Chinese market had slumped and diesel vehicle demand in Europe had really sputtered out. And also not to mention the biggest write-down that parent Tata Motors had done during that year. So global sales also fell by 5.8% to 5.78 lakh units as China remained the problem child for the two brands.
Okay.
But in the same time, Mercedes, BMW and Audi, the prime rivals of Jaguar Land Rover, had done much better in comparison.
Okay. Quite interesting there, Swaraj. Now done with the negative news. Can you tell us what was the positives that happened in 2019?
Well, the positive biggest takeaway we can have is that government rolled out the FAME II scheme. FAME stands for, of course, the faster adoption and manufacturing of electric and hybrid vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
That was the second phase of FAME scheme. The first one happened in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
That's when government of India had pumped in some 3,000 to 4,000 crore.
Mm-hmm.
But in FAME II scheme, the government has laid out some 10,000 crores worth of incentives directly to the electric vehicle industry.
Okay.
Now, it does not mean that the 10,000 crores will be benefited to normal people like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy an electric car, electric two-wheeler, electric bus tomorrow, you would not be getting any direct benefit unless you register that vehicle as a commercial vehicle.
Okay.
So the buyers of Ola, Uber for electric vehicles can benefit from that.
Okay.
And incentives range from around 22,000 all the way to 2 lakhs for electric cars. So 10,000 crores is the amount of that has been set aside by the government of India.
Mm-hmm.
It will also set up charging stations, even breaking down of electric cars as a mechanism that will be set up, availability of cells manufacturing, incentives directly to tax in the form of taxes. That's all been looked into in that 10,000 crores worth of package.
Okay.
Another good thing to note about is the entry of Bajaj Auto.
Mm-hmm.
In the electric vehicle segment. It had launched, unveiled the Chetak two-wheeler.
Right.
in the market. That's been something most people have been looking forward to. The model will be launched in January. And that marks the beginning of a large vehicle manufacturer like Bajaj directly into the electric vehicle segment. Many of the other manufacturers like Hero and TVS and Honda are yet to, you know, really have got anything concrete to do in that segment. But Bajaj gets the first mover's advantage in this segment at least.
Right, Swaraj. Indeed, Bajaj entering e-vehicles segment is a good push considering the government is too pushing for cleaner energy resources for four-wheelers and two-wheelers in the country. Now, international brands have come into India and indeed they have performed or rather outperformed domestic manufacturers.
Right.
Could you tell us a little about that?
Well, they're absolutely right about that. You had seen Kia Motors and MG Motors come into the market and launch new vehicles, which have done exceedingly well as compared to some of the brands that have been already on sale in India. Kia, for example, has to have a special mention here. One, because the brand has stood out on its own. It did not had to depend on its sister concern, which is Hyundai. Hyundai actually is a part owner of Kia. It did not take any advantage of Hyundai's huge manufacturing setup or dealership setup or any of its parts manufacturing, parts sourcing operations in India. So it had done everything from scratch to the final launch of the car entirely on its own. That's one. Two, even Renault, Nissan have not been able to achieve what Kia has achieved. Kia grabbed a 5% market share in just 4 months of its launch in India. That's a huge achievement considering the fact that the Indian market is 3.35 million as of March FY19. That is expected to come down a bit. But Kia, being a new entrant in the market, launching just one model, it has grabbed 5% market share compared to Renault and Nissan, which has independently chasing these market share figures for years. And despite having more than half a dozen models in their portfolio each, both the companies have not been able to achieve that magical figure of 5%. And they have consistently pushing forward their deadline of 5% market share by every time it comes up. So that's a big achievement for Kia, and that has been done only on the basis of one model. So that's something that the brand that we really look forward to in 2020. That's when we're going to have more models coming up from Kia. At least one of the models is the Kia Carnival that's been keenly watched into.
All right, Swaraj, quite interesting there. One last question, since you mentioned Uber and Ola sometime back. These startups have indeed changed, you know, the auto industry's purchases or inventories in India. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman sometime back had come up with a statement mentioning that, you know, there is a slowdown in the auto sector. Did these cab aggregators have a role there?
Well, unfortunately, most of the people who are watching this space, mm-hmm. and also the manufacturers who are supplying cars to Ola and Uber buyers, were of the firm opinion that the slowdown had to do very little with what's happening in Ola and Uber buyouts.
All right.
If you see the pie that Ola and Uber have in vehicle sales, mm-hmm. it used to be around 15% about maybe 6-7 years back.
Mm-hmm.
That pie has shrunk to less than 5% now.
Okay.
So it's a huge change.
Right.
Despite some of the manufacturers like Hyundai and Tata Motors and Maruti building dedicated Ola Uber cars, mm-hmm. for the buyers, mm-hmm. which has less number of features, it's less expensive than the actual ones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a wrong notion, wrong understanding
that
it's because of the millennials, it's because of the Ola Uber, mm-hmm. that the broader market has actually come down.
Thank you, Swaraj, for all these updates. It was a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
With that, we wrap this special episode of Revving Up podcast. In case you have any query or you wish to give us some suggestions, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.